Have you ever thought to yourself, I wonder if this whole God thing is true or whether it's just a sham? Maybe when I die, there'll just be nothing and I'll have wasted my whole life trying to honour someone who doesn't exist when all along, hey, I could have been out there partying, enjoying myself. There's a great movie called The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, where a bunch of middle-class Brits move to India to retire. But when they get there, they discover that the Marigold Hotel, which had looked fantastic, had been photoshopped in the online brochures. In reality, it was a broken-down old place where nothing worked the way it was supposed to. Now, the young Indian man who ran the hotel had a great line when they complained. He said, "Everything will be all right in the end. If it's not all right, it's not yet the end." So is that what being a Christian is like? Do we have to discipline ourselves with this blind faith today and just hope for the best? Hope that there is a God and there is a heaven without any real sense of whether or not that's true? God's thought about that. And just as you or I would put down a deposit when we buy a property to show the vendor that we're serious, so God puts down a deposit in us when we give our lives to him as the clear evidence that he is serious, that what he says is true, that Jesus is who he says he is, and that one day we will spend eternity with him. So what does that down payment, that deposit, look like? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In him you too, when you had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. The original language literally talks about being like a down payment, a guarantee. And that seal is the seal of authenticity. Back in the old days, a letter was sealed with red wax and stamped with a family crest that identified the person that it had come from. That seal guaranteed its authenticity. If you believe in Jesus, you have received this down payment, this guarantee, this seal of authenticity, the Holy Spirit, who now dwells in you. And I don't know how it is for you, but time and time again, when I feel weak, he makes me strong. When I feel down, he comforts me. When I need encouragement, he encourages me. When I don't have the power that it takes to honour God, he gives me the power more than I need. The Holy Spirit is real. He is the real presence of God in my life and in your life. He is how we know that this whole God thing, this whole Jesus thing, is real. That's God's word, fresh for you today.